I did some great upper back stretches on this tree, but as I was continuing to enjoy the view, I figured out some things I could do for the lower body, the hips, the hamstrings, the quads, the hip flexors, utilizing pyramid, triangle, reverse triangle, and the convenience of being out in nature and have this tree here to be able to assist me to get better stretches. Push the hips forward, shoulders back to really get a nice stretch in that hip flexor. These are just variations of triangle, pyramid, reverse triangle. And of course, do both sides. So first we'll go to the triangle. Into the pyramid. Utilize the tree for the reverse pyramid. Can even stretch back a little further. Good. Back to triangle. And lean in and do a triangle extension. Hip forward, leg stays back, shoulders back. Core lengthened, tail tucked under. Glutes are just enough to protect the back. And an incredible stretch into the hip flexors all the way up the abdominals. Wonderful, wonderful. Tree assisted. I'm still trying to figure out new ways to stretch with this tree. So I'll try a tree-assisted dancer. Nice. This way I could put all my effort towards leaning forward. There's not as much balance component, but there is a great added stretch component. Wonderful. Just like in yoga, not every side is gonna look the same. Good, get to lean forward, really drive that knee down, tuck that tail under, lift that midsection, lift that arm, and really get to go forward. Great stretch. Yeah, sir, do your thing. No, no worries. Yeah, you too, brother. Now I'm gonna do some groin stretches and side lengthening stretches. So put my foot at the base of the tree, one hand on the bottom, one hand on the top, and reach this hip as far in that direction as you can. Once again, spine is as straight as possible in this position. Hips are squared, tail's tucked under, core is protected, and then just lengthen, and then just lengthen. With this outside foot, I'm continuing to reach it out further. Which increases the stretch on the side and into the groin. And obviously do both sides. Other foot against the tree, hand down, arm up. Nice long stretch. Spine's protected, tail's tucked under, core's lengthened and protected. Nice long stretch, and then walk the foot out. The more you walk the foot out, the longer stretch you get down the side on this side, and the better groin stretch you get on this side. Wonderful. Because you do a lot of lengthening, you could throw in a rotation, because usually the lengthening opens things up, and And then the rotation can hydrate the spine and lengthen the muscle and squeeze out the organs and the glands. Let's see what else we could do with this tree.
Woo!
Okay. Let's do a hamstring and a hip stretch. Hold the tree. Slightly start to lengthen your leg until you get a nice stretch in the hip and the hamstring. You don't have to go too far, just enough to get some light tension. Make sure you do both sides. Put your leg at any height. It'd probably be a different stretch at each height. But this one seems just about right, about waist height. Lengthen that leg. Square off those hips. Lightly lengthen until you get that just about right tension. So the standing leg is standing strong. Lengthening through your midsection, relaxing your back, squaring the hips. Wonderful. Try the side version of that. Ooh. All right. Really good stretch. You get the hamstring on this side, you get the length on this side. Do both sides. Yeah. Good posture. Relaxing, light tension. Relaxed breathing. Enjoy the view. Ooh, that's some good stretching. Now we're gonna do some piriformis. As you stretch, sometimes you think of another stretch or sometimes you feel an area that's tight. And that cues you to know that that's the next stretch you should be doing. It's dynamic or exploratory stretching, where you can go through a routine, but if your body tells you something, that should take priority. So I'm leaning against the tree and getting a nice piriformis stretch. Start up high and lean forward. So my hip was feeling a little tight when I had my leg up. So this is a piriformis stretch that'll get into that hip joint a little bit where I was feeling the tightness so I could feed my body what it needs and what it's asking for. Set up nice and tall. Lengthen forward. That's a big thing with the piriformis. You sit up tall and you don't just want to fold over because then you're not getting the muscle. You want to be up tall and stay up tall and move forward and hinge at the waist. And that's what will get you a nice piriformis stretch. And wherever you are is exactly where you need to be in the stretch. Good form, light tension on the muscle, relaxed breathing. You shouldn't be wrestling yourself or getting tense thoughts in your head. You should be relaxing your muscle and relaxing your mind and going deeper into the stretch or just staying and enjoying wherever you're at. All right. I feel like I could go on and on and on, so I'm just going to do one more and we'll end this video. Do these stretches. enjoy them, pick the ones that work best for you, add new ones. The key point is spend some time with your body, find out what it needs, feed it what it needs, and realize that you could be doing this anywhere at any time. Just takes a minute to do one if you have time for one, and if you have more time, then do more. This stretches the low back and the hips. Then you could bend one leg and shoot the other hip back. Bend the other leg, shoot the other hip back. This gets the low back over the hips, up into the shoulders, just a nice overall lengthener. Just a good way to create length after spending some time stretching your body. Hope you enjoyed the view. Hope you got some good ideas that you can add to your routine, or just things you could do by utilizing the things in your environment for better health.